Good morning, everybody. This is Frank Riccio. I'm your host today on Talking About the Law. As you know, Talking About the Law is a program that covers cutting-edge topics in the law. And today's program is actually brought to you by law offices of Frank J. Riccio, located in Braintree, Massachusetts. My firm focuses primarily on medical negligence and dental negligence cases, and my website is www.frankjriccio.com. Today, the topic is pharmaceutical liability, and I'm very fortunate to have as my guest today Michael Lennon, who is a consummate trial attorney and is also a pharmacist. So if there's anything you really want to know about medications and drugs and that type of thing, he is really the guy to go to. He's very, very knowledgeable and very skilled as a trial lawyer. His office is located in Boston, and his website is www.lennonoffices.com. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Frank. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Let me ask you, just tell me a little bit about your practice and what type of cases you do handle.
Sure. The practice is very similar to yours. We do personal injury cases. We do medical malpractice cases, pharmacy liability cases, nursing home cases, pretty much anything where someone is hurt. Don't do like the mass torts with, you know, thousands of people with bad hip implants, stuff like that. There are firms that do that, but they do only that. So we're a little more of a general personal injury practice like yourself.
And so basically what you do is you represent individuals who are injured.
Exactly. Yep. We don't represent insurance companies. We don't represent companies, corporations. It's just people who I can sit across from a conference room table and talk to and find out what happened to them and why, and then see if we can help them.
And Mike, in terms of your expertise, you have a special expertise in pharmacology, which is a help to you in terms of your practice. And does your firm handle pharmacology cases?
Yeah, we do. We have several pharmacy cases against pharmacists and pharmacies and pharmacy chains where people either get the wrong medication, wrong dose, pharmacists not following up with the doctor, things like that. So, yeah.
And in terms of pharmaceutical cases, what are the most common types of cases?
Usually the most common types of cases are the wrong medication, one medication sounding like another, or the dosage given is not what was written, and so someone isn't treated the way they should be, or if the dose is too high, then they're overtreated, and the symptoms that can arise from that.
And how do you evaluate these cases? Say a client comes into your office, what do you do? What do you look for?
Well, there's a misconception out there that the pharmacy cases aren't, quote-unquote, big enough to justify handling them. But I reject that. I think any time you put something in your body that wasn't meant to be in your body or prescribed to be in your body, and you suffer symptoms from it, even if they're not permanent and there's no permanent damage, then I think you have a claim, and I'm happy to help the people that happens to. Most of these cases are not people who are damaged so that they're in a wheelchair or things like that. They might even just be in the emergency room overnight, get a bunch of tests, which certainly is you know, no bed of roses to go through that. But they come out in the morning or after 3 hours in the emergency room, and the doctor tells them, okay, it's worked through your system. Now, a lot of law firms won't take that case because, again, they don't see it as big enough. But coming from my pharmacy background, I spent 9 wonderful years in pharmacy school. I went to Mass College of Pharmacy that has a campus right here in Worcester, and I filled probably 150,000 prescriptions before I even set foot in law school. And so I know what happens back there behind the glass or up on the, you know, 6 inches above everyone else. I know what can happen, and I know what the failures are. And if it helps make things better, even if it's a quote-unquote smaller case, then I think that's worth pursuing.
And in terms of what you look for, would it be fair to say that the prime issue is really the liability of the person who prescribed the drugs?
Yes. Well, it can be combined. It can be the person who prescribed the drugs, meaning the doctor, or it can be the person that dispenses the drugs, Sometimes it might be the person who takes the drug off the shelf. Sometimes it's the person who reads the prescription. It's not just one person handling prescriptions back there. It's kind of a production line type of thing, like putting a car together. So one person takes in the prescription, one person gets the medication, one person counts it out, another person gives it to the customer, and then a pharmacist will try to counsel. If they know what they're doing, they'll counsel the customer as to what's going on. And so all those different people are in the chain, and each link has to be as strong as the previous and the one coming after it. Otherwise, the system breaks down. So you have to find out what happened, where along the line it happened, and you have to prove that.
Do the physicians still do handwritten prescriptions?
The older ones do, for obvious reasons. Some people are technology phobic, and you can't really blame them. The hospital-based people are much more likely to use the electronic prescriptions that come printed. And nowadays, I remember when I started phasing out of the pharmacy practice, faxes were just coming in. It was against the law to send a faxed prescription. Now it's done every day, thousands of times a day. But the latest thing is all through the computer, where the doctor doesn't even talk to the pharmacist. They just send something through the computer. But the more seasoned doctors are more likely to come in with a written prescription like they did in the old days.
Now, in terms of the pharmacist's duty, let's focus on that for a minute. Does the pharmacist have any duty to make sure that the right drug or the right dosage is being prescribed to a particular patient?
Yeah, absolutely. You have to remember that pharmacists go to school for 6 years, and it's a doctorate degree. It's not a bachelor's degree. And so with that responsibility and with that experience comes a certain level of training. And so they can't say, well, I'm just the guy I move the stuff from the big bottle to the little bottle. Yes, that's what they do, but there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes as far as training, so that they are trained in interactions between drugs. They're trained in interactions between drugs and food. They're trained in contraindications, which just means you shouldn't take this with that, or you shouldn't use this drug to treat that. So unless they're talking to you and finding out about your medical history, they're really not doing their job. If they're just a warehouse picker with a license, then they're not doing anybody any favors and they're not putting their education to use. So they do have a duty.
And in terms of that, I take it at a very basic level, one of the first things that a pharmacist has to do is look at the prescription and determine what the drug is and what the dosage is.
Exactly. You have to have an instant familiarity with the drug. And if you don't, when you see that prescription come through, you read the name of that drug and you don't recognize it, then you go to the books or the computer nowadays, and you better find out about it so that you're comfortable giving this medication that's going to alter someone's body chemistry and that they're going to ingest, and you're going to give them advice about. You better know about that drug before you give it to the person.
Assuming that the doctor has somehow done a prescription in error, and let's just focus on dosage,
yep.
What should the pharmacist do in terms of the duty to the patient as far as the patient's care and treatment is concerned?
Talk to the patient, find out if they've been on the medication before. Maybe they got it filled at another pharmacy and it's not on your system. And some people need higher dosages of drugs than other people. And if someone is over the manufacturer's recommended dosage, then you can talk to them about it. If they explain that, oh yeah, I've been on this for years, this is the dosage that works for me, then it's always a judgment call, but if the customer is credible and you have no reason to disbelieve them, if you document what you're doing, then you should be fine. But if it's a dosage that's just completely off the charts, you've never seen it before, or it raises your eyebrow, then you pick up the phone and you call the doctor and you find out what's going on, why is this dosage being given? And more often than not, they'll say, oh yeah, we screwed up, sorry about that, this is the dosage that we should have. That's why you have a pharmacist.
And is it important, especially with pediatric patients, because of their size?
Absolutely, because the physiology of kids are different. They metabolize drugs differently, some slower, some faster. So that's why there are specific pediatric dosages for certain drugs.
We have to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Attorney Mike Lennon. Thank you.